Stephen Godfrey, welcome back to Phantom Island, presented by Home Field Apparel. We are roughly the same age, and I don't know.
26.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know about you, but I think one of the defining parts of being a sports fan when I was a kid, and therefore when you were a kid, roughly, was the idea of the expansion team. Like, I feel like we were spoiled by a litany of expansion teams across all of the four major men's sports in America.
Did you, you grew up in Tampa, Florida, which is sort of like an expansion city.
Okay.
Like, you grew up in Florida, sure. Which was an expansion. No, I mean, I'm serious. Yeah. Like, when we grew up, we're not 26, by the way. We're not just young, idealistic women trying to make our way in Brooklyn.
No.
We were basically products of the 90s.
Yeah.
And in the 90s, all the sports I can think of had expansion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to... Yeah.
It was usually in your home state. That's why I brought it up.
That was one of the places where it happened, yeah. Sure.
And the color teal was prominently involved.
Teal, purple.
Yeah.
Like, all kinds of vivid colors.
Did you get into it where... I mean, I know your fandom history, so maybe I'm leading, but okay. Like... I did this.
Yeah.
I grew up in a house where, like, our professional team affiliations were very, like, very much in stone.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, at, like, 11 or 12, I think, had, like, a Looney Tunes Colorado Rockies t-shirt.
Sure,
I had
sure.
a San Jose Sharks hat.
Sure.
I think
probably
I had
a Charlotte Hornets something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I did because I had an uncle move there
yeah.
for a while. And then I definitely had a Florida Panthers t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like... to a Georgia-born family of essentially rednecks, like, hockey was, like, the great unknown. It was like, oh, that one looks cool, you know, and, like, oh, that's a new team.
Yeah.
Which I think they were also debuted in the 90s, too.
Yes,
so,
they did. Yeah.
Yeah, no teal. But I do remember anything with teal was a big deal. I think I had a Florida Marlins hat, and they were in my team's division. But it looked cool.
It did look cool.
Yeah.
Especially with the aesthetics of the time.
All right, so we remembered some apparel.
We're going to remember some franchises as well here.
Mm.
I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to go through the four, and I want to preface that we're doing this about the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the National Hockey League. Expansion is a topic that also comes up with women's basketball, with men's soccer, but
mm-hmm.
these are like newer leagues as
yeah.
a whole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
no,
I'm kind of like, for today's purposes, we're talking about like the traditional big
we're league. Trying to be welcoming and progressive as adults, but when we were kids, there were four leagues. Nothing else mattered. Soccer was socialist nonsense from Europe. You can tell what kind of house I grew up in. And or you played it. You got an
Stephen
orange
Godfrey
slice.
Does not speak for the entire podcast. Anyway.
I like it now. Go
so forward. I'm gonna go through the four traditional leagues.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna ask you when was the last time they expanded
Ooh.
And with whom? And
okay.
we're just gonna see how you do. There's no
All
pressure
right.
here.
Yep, yep, yep.
Let's start with the NFL. What's the NFL's last expansion team?
So this one's a trick, sort of, because there's a little bit of relocation mess here. This
okay.
one I think I'm, like, totally confident on.
Okay.
In the 90s, you had two fresh expansion teams, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Carolina Panthers, both of whom went to the conference championship in their second year.
Yes, that's 1995.
But, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both went in 96. Dumb capers. Tom Coughlin. I'm trying to remember the quarterbacks.
Mark Brunell.
Mark Brunell. I was trying to remember the Panthers quarterback, and it was like...
I can
Someone.
See
it wasn't Del Home yet, but anyway.
No, it wasn't.
Keep pounding. The answer is actually the Houston Texans, who replaced the Houston Oilers, who moved to Tennessee.
Correct.
Unless you also count in the 90s, the dead Browns become the Ravens, and then the Browns exist again.
Yes, that pre.
But the Texans were the newest, right?
Yes, the Texans are the newest. They pop up in 2002. The resumption of Cleveland's franchise is 1999. Okay,
that's
great.
Right. Okay,
you're doing
yeah,
great.
Yeah, nailed it.
Major League Baseball, last expansion teams.
The expansion teams that I can remember off the top of my head, the aforementioned Rockies and Marlins were in the 90s, which was a really big deal. My brain is having trouble. I want to say the Diamondbacks came after. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, now Rays, nay, sometimes also Devil Rays again, because they wear those uniforms on Friday nights.
Right.
And I think that's it. I can't think of another baseball.
Do you know what year that was? It was the Rays and the D-backs. Do you know what year that was?
Well, I know that my woebegone Atlanta Braves lost to the Diamondbacks in the 2001 NLCS.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say 98.
Nailed it. You're doing great. Let's give you what I think is an easy one. When's the last time the National Hockey League expanded?
See, I don't know if this is an easy one at all because of the sheer amount of relocation franchises.
So I will tell you, I will give you that right now.
Oh, this is an easy one. Yeah. Sorry. I was about to start from everything from the 90s, like, whoa, there were the Quebec Nordiques. Real fun fact that you didn't know before you even came up with this episode. So the first writing, so I worked for a magazine called Maxim.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I dropped out of college to work for them. You can feel the educational bona fides coming off of me. I dropped out of Ole Miss to go work at a magazine called Maxim. Anyways, the first thing I ever wrote for the magazine, which is technically the first thing that I ever published nationally, was a quiz on the back page, I guess just when everyone was using the restroom, and it was matching the former city and the current city in the NHL. And I've always remembered that because I was able to like mail that magazine home and be like, look, I'm getting gainful employment in New York City.
Look at this. I've achieved my dream.
The most recent expansion is very easy to answer, and that would be a team I'm deeply jealous of because the city they're in and also the logo and the mascot, and that is the Seattle Kraken.
Do you know what year that was off the top of your head?
23?
21.
They followed the Vegas Knights. I remember that because Nashville here had a very good roster and Vegas picked off a very good player in the expansion draft.
And last, the National Basketball Association. When was their last expansion team?
Is this some tomfoolery? So I'm usually able to sort of close my eyes and be like, okay, the Titans were the Oilers, but the Texans were not. I can usually do that in most sports.
Yeah.
Even in hockey, I can do it pretty well. I have since lost the plot on the Charlotte New Orleans situation. Is it the Charlotte Bobcats slash Hornets?
It is the Charlotte Bobcats, later to be Hornets. That's
correct. The Charlotte Bobcats are an expansion team that was partially or is still partially owned by Michael Jordan.
I think he's out.
Okay.
I think he's done.
But they have I know they obviously like purchased or dealt with the New Orleans franchise, who was the Hornets for a while.
Well, I believe the original franchise in Charlotte was moved
to New Orleans. Yes, I know that.
Kept the Hornets branding.
Correct.
Became the Pelicans.
Correct. But only because the Charlotte Bobcats, one of the most anonymous creative player looking ass franchises you've ever seen, wanted the Hornets thing back.
Yes.
Because, again, in our age bracket, the Charlotte Hornets were very distinct, of the 90s. They were an expansion team in the 90s.
Yeah.
Teal, again.
Loved Larry Johnson.
Grandmama.
Loved Lonzo Mourning.
If so.
Loved Muggsy Bogues.
Yes. If you look up Larry Johnson Grandmama commercials, you're going to see...
There's a whole Family Matters episode with Grandmama.
I know. You're going to see a very interesting, sort of out of, almost anachronistic, progressive look on gender identity, let's call it Grandmama.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
The Charlotte Hornets are weirdly one of the most 90s franchises that don't really matter in terms of like win-loss. Like
not currently. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like in the 90s they didn't matter.
They had some fun teams, but no, they didn't. It's not like, oh my God, they won three titles.
They weren't the Bulls or the Rockets or Knicks Pacers.
They weren't even the Magic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yet another 90s expansion team from Florida. So I think I got all those right. Did I?
Yes. Do you know what year the Bobcats were reformed?
This is going to be a total...
You can throw a dart here. That's fine. You've done so well.
2009.
2004.
Okay. Not too bad.
All right. So we're going to put hockey over here to the side.
A lot of relocation in hockey.
Well, hockey has like a different path, and we're going to talk about that path. But men's basketball, National Football League, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
No expansion teams in the last 20 plus years for any of them.
Yeah.
You went through a little bit of the previous patterns that we've seen in the NBA. Before the Bobcats, they did the expansion with the two Canadian teams, one of which now resides in Memphis.
Yeah, I was going to guess. That's actually not what I was going to guess, but I'm glad you saved me from looking like
an
idiot.
You're welcome. Before that, they had expansion of four teams in 1988 and 89.
Wait, four new expansion teams in 88, 89?
Yes.
One was the Magic.
I believe, now you're going to make me look.
And, well, I'm really struggling to figure out what the other ones were, and so that's why I'm trying to like filibuster as I come up with another guess, and I just really embarrass myself in sports is NBA history.
We're gonna nail this here.
Okay.
The Hornets, who we've already talked about, and the Miami Heat, 1988.
Wait, the Miami Heat only existed from 1988 on?
Yeah. The Heat are definitely a newish franchise.
Okay. Yeah. That is something I learned.
No. The Heat, like, Your comments about like Florida become, yes, Florida goes from.
So the Heat were founded in 1988?
88 as an expansion franchise.
Okay. For some, okay, but don't you look at all that and think that's got a nasty pastiche of the late 70s, early 80s Miami on it? Don't the Heat look, it's like they were always there.
I mean, in the sense that no, but everything in Florida feels new. It, with the exception of like Disney World and St. Augustine and maybe Daytona.
But like in that dirty 80s way. I'm saying like the Heat, doesn't it feel like the Heat were around in 82 and half the team was on cocaine?
I can give you that. But like certainly there's nothing about the Heat that are like, this is a team from the 1960s before the NBA
was on
television.
Not the 60s, no, Florida didn't exist.
Okay.
Yeah, we dredged it. We dredged the whole state in like 1949.
So the Hornets and the Heat in 88, the Timberwolves and the Magic in 1988.
I was going to guess the Bucks, but I knew that was wrong.
Right.
Okay. The Timberwolves and the Magic. Okay.
The NFL, you mentioned the Jags and Panthers in 1995. Before that, you have to go back to 1976 to get expansion in the NFL.
Tampa.
Tampa's one of them.
Yep. Yes.
I believe the Seahawks are the other
one. Yes, without looking.
So again, more Florida involved
there. You basically have the NFL is actually kind of clean in that it's the NFL-AFL merger. There's Southern
expansion. In 1970.
There's Southern expansion.
Yes.
But that technically falls before it. The merger is, if the merger is 1970, then the Southern expansion is just NFL. What I mean by that is that Washington, the DC franchise was the only Southern considered team. Then the Saints and Falcons are the youngest of the old teams.
Right.
66 and 67. So we were first. Fuck you.
Dolphins
fuck
just
you,
don't
Saints.
Exist?
Weren't they an AFL team?
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the merger, and then you just don't have much expansion.
Not a ton.
Yeah.
No. And then Major League Baseball. Do you know when the last, before the 93 teams came in, last time?
Is it the Mariners again?
It is the Mariners, yeah.
America discovered Washington State in like the late 70s.
It's the Mariners and the Blue Jays. Do you know what year that was? What season that was?
79.
77.
Okay.
All right. So there
I think I learned that from John Boyce.
The National Hockey League completely. I'm going to run through these just for everyone's benefit.
Oh, God. This is insane.
Sharks joined the league in 1991. The Senators and the Lightning joined the league in 1992. In 1993, we get the Panthers and the Anaheim Ducks.
Yep.
The Preds show up in Nashville in 1998. The Thrashers in Atlanta in 1999. The Blue Jackets and the Wild in 2000. And the Golden Knights in 2017.
Yeah.
Hockey made a plan in the 90s to expand to 30 teams. We're now past 30 teams, but that was the initial plan. Was like, we're going to get the league to 30 teams. And there was sort of a steady march towards that. I believe the Blue Jackets and Wild expansion was the one that got the league to 30.
Yes, and it as a subplot, the Wild replaced the Stars, who had moved only a couple years prior to Dallas, who then won the Cup in 97.
Right.
So there's all everything you just rattled off, plus an entire wave of migration. That's how you get the Avalanche, the Coyotes, the Hurricanes.
I'm not even touching relocation for
purposes
of this.
Dude, it's insane.
Because that's a much bigger ball of yarn.
Hockey has so badly wanted to live in the oversized, aggressively hot interstate suburban communities of America.
And all of the leagues we're talking about have as we mentioned, NBA used to have a team in Vancouver. Sure doesn't anymore. Mm-hmm. Baseball has had plenty of relocations, still does. Go if you've forgotten where the Oakland Athletics are playing, it's not Oakland anymore, and it's not Las Vegas, their potential new home either.
Ryan, it's funny you mention this because in the gym this morning,
yeah,
or well, we'll just say this morning for the sake of this recording.
Sure.
I think it was yesterday. On the Scorebug or the Chiron, do you know what they write as like, so you know, initials like ATL LAR,
like the equivalent of an airport code.
They're only initialed across all anyone with broadcast rights has to say ATH. They can't even say their, so like if I did this at the gym laughingly, I said, hey, where are the Athletics playing right now?
Yeah.
And no one could answer. And then everyone was like, why are you talking in the gym? Please stop.
Yeah, sure. You're the problem. All right. So why am I talking about expansion?
I don't know, but we're just remembering some teams and
times.
We
are. I guess my feeling is, and this is just a feeling I have deep in my sports bones, I feel like we're overdue. I recognize that hockey is expanding and has been expanding regularly. along with all the shuffling we're talking about. We didn't even get into, like, the Phoenix franchise moving to Utah, the possibility that Phoenix can regain a franchise if they get a suitable arena. Again, hockey is too messy to delve into.
I think some people listening to this are going to say, what about the Utah? They're the Mammoth, right?
Yes, they are now.
They are not. That is not an expansion team. No, that is was the Phoenix
that
Coyotes.
Is a relocation.
Who were also a relocation.
Yes. It's, yeah, like I said, hockey is just a lot.
I believe they're the old Jets who exist again.
But when we're talking about the NBA, the NFL, and Major League Baseball, I don't know. Some part of my like brain feels itchy, feels like, hey, it should be time for this to happen. It should be time to expand. And so I want to start with just a little bit of feeling sharing.
I suddenly got mad at you. Because we're both Davidson County taxpayers in the city of Nashville. If this is the longest lead bullshit play for you to encourage Major League Baseball to come to Nashville, I'm going to be so angry at you.
Listen, I want to be very clear. I don't really want a Major League Baseball team in Nashville, mostly for weather reasons and for traffic reasons.
Tax.
Number two, I'm certainly not going to shill for it unless they're going to pay me, and they're not. If they want some payola opportunity,
so you're just signaling now because there's some coalition or something
right.
here that we can be bought. So if there's another episode talking about the virtues of Nashville baseball,
yes,
brought to you by
Phantom Island.
We need more PACs to corrupt us. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
It's worth a
like,
shot.
I don't mean America, I mean us, but like Phantom Island.
But am I alone in my feeling of like, oh, expansion is a normal part of the life cycle of professional leagues? We were kind of going in like, you know, we had largely in the other leagues, it was like, okay, mid-70s expansion, mid-90s expansion. We're now like, I feel like we're missing our window.
Yeah, so I'm about to turn around and ask you where you want to go first, because I know the least about basketball, I know the most about football.
Okay.
I watched baseball my entire life, and I know a decent amount of hockey, just sort of got into it when I was a kid. In football right now, there is an argument to be made. You might be able to expand, I would say, up to even four more franchises with most positions in terms of, like, you would start to see a noticeable decline. What I'm saying is, so how many NFL teams are there right now? 32?
Yes.
If you bump that to 36... I think there are 36 starting X, except quarterback, which is a big damn deal.
Sure.
I do think, like, finding 36, one could argue right now we have about 14 starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Sure.
And then there's a delta,
sure. Even if you expand that generously to 20.
The interesting one is baseball to me because, again, thinking, like, the quarterback problem, pitching is in a weird spot right now.
Okay.
And I think if you opened up more major league rosters, I think rotations and bullpens would look a certain kind of way, which, you know what, Major League Baseball might benefit from, because then you'd get some launchpad offenses. Hockey, I'm not going to claim to know enough about the personnel. And then basketball, I definitely don't know. It does seem like just because of the volume of personnel in basketball, this wouldn't be an issue. Now, what city is dying for a franchise? Or, you know, can you tell me X city really needs Y sports team?
I can tell you what commissioners have said recently.
Always so reliable.
Where do you want to start? Which of these leagues do you want to start?
Let's do basketball.
Okay. So the NBA is probably where there has been the most simmering talk of expansion. With the NFL is kind of a separate thing, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
For the last two seasons, Adam Silver has basically said, like, this is on the list. Like, they needed to get the TV deal done. They got the TV deal done. That's why NBA on TNT is no more. Rest in peace. And has kept saying, like, oh, this summer we're going to talk about expansion. There have been two major contenders, I bet you can guess both of them. One of which is a popular expansion destination, and one of which is, like, well, the NBA can't leave this city stranded.
Oh, my God. So the NBA is so weird to me and always has been because, like, they've had a franchise in Portland. They have a franchise in Memphis.
Yeah.
They don't have a franchise in St. Louis, but that always that always feels like expansion.
This is an abandoned NBA city I'm talking about.
An abandoned Seattle, of course. Yes, yeah, sorry, yeah, duh. Bring back the Sonics. Yeah. That seems to be the obvious one on like day one, plant a flag, because the Grizz aren't in Vancouver anymore either. And then you're saying there's another new city that they're
looking at? Las Vegas is the other one.
Of course. Well, Las Vegas is the easy answer for
Las
all of
Vegas
these.
Is one of them. This is one where like there's a lot of speculation like maybe they're going to – maybe LeBron James is going to retire and – start a franchise and he'll be the like initial owner of the Las Vegas.
I deeply want to see an NBA franchise in Las Vegas for all of the oh shit reasons that are not polite company conversation.
Okay.
Like there's a thing called the Vegas flu, which the Golden Knights have like talked about not so subtly as being working in their advantage, meaning a team comes in the night before they play the Vegas team and they go out and enjoy themselves in Las Vegas. Between like several facets of the entertainment industry relocating to Las Vegas instead of Los Angeles and the NBA propensity for nightlife culture. Yeah, let's put an NBA team in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Just because I just want to read about it.
The other former, there are a couple other former NBA towns that have been thrown around. Vancouver is one of them.
Really?
I mean, I don't think these are more like, let's write a blog and let's fill it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Kansas City, the Sacramento Kings started there. They left in 1985, and like Kansas City, obviously, like I don't know, strong sports town, passionate sports town. San Diego, that's where the Clippers started. San Diego now down to of the sports we're talking about, just a Major League Baseball team, which is the subject of all kinds of ownership shenanigans right now. Mexico City has also been floated as a possibility. I think the NBA is probably the most likely of the leagues we're talking about to expand. But there's also the finance part of it. So when the Bobcats came into the league, now almost a little over 20 years ago, what do you think the expansion fee was?
Oh, $1 million. I have no idea.
$300 million.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
The Boston Celtics.
Wait, who paid? So new owners pay $300 million.
So to have
the privilege of having a basketball.
So team. To walk everybody out. So let's step way back and give the listener who has no idea how expansion works a little bit of background here. Why would you expand your league if you're an owner? Because when you do that, you are taking the shared profits that you have and the shared control that you have. You're chopping it up into smaller pieces. You're giving them to new people.
Uh-huh.
So your league-wide TV contract now gets divided if you expand by two teams in the NBA. Now it's 32 pieces instead of 30 if you add two teams. The expansion fee is a big reason why you do this, because that is money that the new owners pay and all the existing owners share. It's sort of a like, okay, this is the price. And that doesn't cover like anything else. It doesn't cover the cost of your arena, the cost of your roster. Just like this is what you pay to participate.
So back then you would need probably double that with everything else. Arena. And roster.
The Boston Celtics just sold. Do you know what the amount that they sold for was?
$3 billion?
Double that. It's $6.1 billion.
Okay.
And most people estimate that two new expansion teams in the NBA would cost at least $5 billion each.
So someone would have to pay $5 billion just to get in. That's the price of admission.
Yes, and if the NBA expands, it's probably going to expand by two.
Yeah.
So that's $10 billion with a B dollars
that
the rest of the ownership immediately gets to share.
Okay.
I mean, so
that's one of the reasons why they're like, hey, let's go.
Right.
The Jacksonville somethings.
I don't think we need another NBA team in Florida.
Come on, man.
Okay.
It's income tax, baby.
Okay.
Or the lack thereof. I bet the NBA Players Association would love another team in Florida or Texas.
Let's talk about baseball briefly, because if the NBA is the clear is I think like the clearest
let's
like
talk
okay.
about a dying sport.
All right. We've talked about the Athletics, who are in the middle of this incredibly long and stressful and stupid move to Las Vegas. I suspect we will probably do something more involved on that saga in a later episode, but we're not going to do that today. There's the aforementioned Tampa Bay Rays, who are playing where right now?
The AAA stadium for the New York Yankees, or their, no, is it actually just their spring training facility? I think the Yankees have a AAA team somewhere else.
Yes, I believe that, yes.
It is the New York Yankees spring training facility, which is in essentially the parking lot of the Tampa Bay Bucks Stadium.
It is across the street from the Bucks Stadium, and it is more or less like a mini replica of Yankee Stadium.
A friend of mine who's a Braves fan happened to be there for work, went and saw the Braves play the Rays, and he's like, this is awesome, because I got seventh row seats.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, seeing a major league game in a minor league stadium.
Yeah, they have to deal with rainouts now. Is the downside because that didn't.
Because the roof blew off the Trop, and yes. Also the Trop sucked to begin with.
The idea of the Rays getting a new stadium has been a stress point for the cities of Tampa and St. Petersburg for, I don't know, a decade at least. The partial destruction of the stadium somehow has made that worse.
Mm-hmm.
The city signed off on a deal, but then the Rays said that they weren't interested in that deal at this point. And Commissioner of Major League Baseball has said that expansion's not going to get brought up until the Rays situation is resolved. What does resolved mean? Nobody totally knows.
Two words. Orlando.
Okay. Sure. That's probably the least. I mean, considering we're talking about a franchise that had floated playing half the year in Tampa and half the league in Montreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Your solution is far, far more.
Just scoot on down grounded. I-4 or up I-4.
Or it depends on which way you're going.
Slowly.
Then there is a host of relocation threats, rumors, etc., going on all over the league. But here is what is on the record. Rob Manfred has said that he said two things. He's retiring in 2029. I can hear baseball fans rejoicing.
Oof, openly weeping.
Yep.
Wailing. Beating of the chest.
Gnashing of teeth. Rending of garments. But before he goes, he wants the cities picked out for expansion.
Okay.
So we probably won't get expansion in Major League Baseball until the 2030s. But in theory, in the next 3 years, we'll identify the cities.
Can I just say the obvious thing?
Please.
Here, I don't know what our listenership is in this part of the world, but, or America, but how about fucking Oakland?
I mean, that would be nice.
If you really are moving Las Vegas, like, I mean, they really are, but they're in this like Sacramento purgatory because of stadium issues. I know that it would go back to the whole issue of like the city of Oakland and financing a stadium. And I'm not, please don't think I'm criticizing the city of Oakland for not just ponying up a blind amount of like a lot of money. I get that. But why not Oakland? We know there's a fan base there.
Yeah. There are a lot of.
Otherwise, I don't know. People are going to say Nashville.
People are going to say Nashville. People are going to say Austin or San Antonio. People are going to say Montreal, like still a city that would like to have a baseball team again.
I really would push for Montreal and Oakland because, and I will get this off of my chest at least and put it on a audio track. The city of Nashville, I don't know if this applies as much to Austin or San Antonio, is spoken for.
Mm-hmm.
One, I don't think the city has the size, even with another 10 years of projected growth, to support 82 home games a year. But this city is spoken for. I know that Major League Baseball doesn't give a shit about this because the Tampa Bay Rays exist.
Sure.
And I like even to this day, if you watch a Rays Red Sox or a Rays Yankees or Rays whatever game in Tampa, and it's two to one, 3-1 the other team. But Nashville is very much spoken for in terms of like its loyalties, and it's also filled with a lot of like New York, LA migrants, and I don't get that at all.
Okay.
Going back to places where people have pined and felt like they would, like Montreal.
Yeah.
It's not that far away.
Great like, logo.
I great history.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. If you are not of age, go look up the 1994 Montreal Expos. Like there's stories, there's history there.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I would just really, really stump for them going back to markets.
Mm-hmm.
And not trying to pick one of these dumb emerging cities, which basically is just code for Nashville and Austin.
Baseball also needs, like, Nashville serves an important purpose in the baseball ecosystem, which is, like, you need
people
now.
People getting
especially
drunk
now,
at the owners' meetings in Opryland?
I mean, that's one. I was going to say, you need this is, like, what the NFL has lost, I think, with two teams in L.A. You need the team that the city that everyone can threaten to go to so that they can get a better deal. I feel like the Orioles have been rumored. The White Sox have been rumored. Like, you can pretty much go down, like, any time there's a team that's like, oh, I don't know, they're not happy with their deal with the city.
The pre-Giuliani era New York, Yankees were always threatening to move to Florida.
Yeah.
That was a thing, kids.
Yeah. Yeah. The San Francisco Giants almost moved to Tampa.
Give New Orleans a baseball team. Those idiots will be fine.
Wow. Okay. That's not on the list that I saw, but that doesn't, like,
oh, God,
doesn't
no. they
have
can
bar- to
they
be.
They can barely support the franchises they have. But, yeah, okay. give those idiots a baseball
So baseball team. Has said they want to expand, but, like, I think has the least progress in this regard. Okay, let's pause briefly to give a shout-out to the sponsor of this episode of Phantom Island. That's right. It's the fine folks at Home Field Apparel. Did all that discussion about the great expansion teams of the 1990s have you pondering the college sports fashion of that decade? Well, I just ran a search on homefieldapparel.com for 90s, and oh, friend, the treasures that await you. There's the Villanova basketball shirt that feels very Vancouver Grizzlies. There's a UConn long sleeve that looks like it could be a piece of software that runs on Windows 95. And there are several Georgia State items featuring a cartoon panther who looks like he could have been a villain on Tailspin. And Homefield's always adding new things, like their mini collection for Murray State to celebrate the racers making it to Omaha. So be sure to keep an eye on homefieldapparel.com and find out what delightful surprises await you. Okay, let's talk about the NFL. Expansion is on the NFL's mind, but not franchise expansion. It wants two other kinds of expansion. One, expanding international games, mm-hmm. which they are doing every year. They play more and in more places.
Yep.
And trying to add an 18th regular season game to the calendar. Wasn't that long ago. The regular season was 16 games.
We're
obviously, 14. Obviously, well, that was a little while ago, but
I'm just old.
London was the thing that was talked about for years, that either they were going to get a relocated franchise. The Jaguars were frequently maligned as the team that was destined for that.
And London Jaguars sounded so good.
But would you have to say a Jaguar?
Well, I mean, we're just talking about the car, right?
Like, right,
but yeah. Jaguar.
Okay.
It would be up the Jags, but which, by the way, how does that not sound like a pejorative? Up the Jags. He wants to do what?
In 2022, Roger Goodell made comments about London possibly getting two franchises, having a whole European division.
Brilliant, Raj.
But I don't know. Like, if I had to guess right now, I would say it feels more likely that we'd have a Super Bowl in London rather than a France. Like, this is just me sort of feeling things out. I certainly don't have any league sources, but it doesn't feel like, oh yeah, we're barreling towards, you know, the Tottenham whatevers.
The Super Bowl in London thing. You and I have kicked this around in the office. We were talking about NFL relocation and expansion for a different reason on a different project. I don't know what a Super Bowl in London would prove or provide. It would be a success, emphatic. Like there's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. There's a way to make the time zones work before you freak out. Like fucking SummerSlam and WrestleMania. WrestleMania's never done London, but SummerSlam had. Like WWE can make it work.
Yeah.
NFL can make that work.
Yeah.
I think that was time delayed, actually, now that I think about that. Some wrestling mark is going to yell at me. There's nothing that would... I don't think that the NFL wants to use Super Bowls as trial balloons. Like, I don't think they're trying to float it.
No.
So I think if now the rule is if you build a stadium, you get a Super Bowl, which is one of the reasons, again, hello Nashville.
Yeah.
Why we're all paying taxes right now. So if they did get... And NFL, like if Wembley hosted the Jags permanently or what have you, I'm not saying it's the Jags, or they expanded it and they called them the London Union Jacks or whatever. Don't laugh. That's no fucking dumb. That's no dumber
okay,
than
right,
the New England
right.
Patriots.
Don't fight with the listeners.
Don't laugh at me. That's no dumber than the Patriots. Then they would probably get a Super Bowl that way.
Mm-hmm.
Moving the inventory around is not the same as expansion. Unless you started to see the inventory in American non-NFL cities, which I don't think would happen.
Sure.
We have had a little dalliance of the Bills playing in Toronto.
Yes.
At the Sky Dome, which is called the Rogers Center, but it's the Sky Dome. Could the NFL expand to Canada?
Maybe. I don't, but I guess my thing is, like, the NFL doesn't seem that interested in it at this point.
I guess to bring this back to, you're asking me a question, which is, why don't we see expansion anymore? Yeah. That's today's, as we've gone through this encyclopedia of remember some teams.
Yeah.
Of the four major league teams, I know they have very different priorities, like very different priorities. Mm-hmm. But is this just a case of, like, we ran out of land, manifest destiny?
I guess it depends on what you think expansion is for. Like, I think for some leagues, and maybe hockey trends this way, although attendance has seen an increase, so maybe I'm being too harsh here. Like, I think there's some idea of, like, oh, expansion for hockey is a revenue source. Like, the Kraken paid $650 million to enter the league. The Golden Knights paid $500 million. And, yes. Like, this, I don't know if that was the plan originally when the league said we're going to push to 30 teams and then eventually a little past it. It does feel like that's a good way to sort of say, like, hey, this, like, these are cash injections into a league that is not necessarily, I don't want to suggest, like, the National Hockey League was struggling for money and therefore had to, like, expand, but I think, like, it's more appealing.
I would put the NHL to the side because football, baseball, and basketball are distinctly more American in their ubiquity.
Okay.
And pretty much anybody can play one of those games in any
corner. And have had better television.
Yes. Because
fortunes.
Because if you are outside in the middle of June across the entire country, I don't care if you're in Tampa or if you're in, you know, Minnesota, you can play one of those games that I just said. Okay, so, like, they're more American inherently. And I'm a hockey fan, but it just doesn't work. That relocation's also it's impossible to have this conversation without talking about how often the NHL moves its pieces around.
Mm-hmm.
So in the other three, other than the Sonics returning, like pulling a Cleveland Browns with the Sonics, I have not heard anyone casually in the media say there's got to be a team in X.
Right.
Also, for the purpose of this conversation, and I'm not trying to, like, subvert your theory or your question.
I don't even know if I have a theory, so that's fine.
I think what you're talking about, sort of, like, where's all the expansion talk gone? I think it has gone to emerging sports because the conversation we have most often is now about the MLS and what city would support the MLS. To bring it
WNBA is the same way.
When WNBA was the second place I was going to go. Yeah. But, you know, back 10 years ago, there was a nasty sentiment on putting the MLS in a market like Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our old employer Vox at SB Nation, the main MLS writer at the time, and I wore his ass out about this for 10 years, wrote a scathing piece when it was announced that part of the new Falcon Stadium would involve that ownership group, Arthur Blank, owning an MLS team in Atlanta, and them saying, this is going to be terrible, no one's going to support it. And Atlanta, for I believe its first three or four seasons, couldn't even put the curtain up in the Falcon Stadium because people were selling it out at American football capacity.
Capacity, yeah.
And then they won the MLS.
Yeah.
Now there's an MLS team in, I know there's one here in Nashville.
Yeah.
Orlando has a team. Like,
yeah.
The MLS, I think, is sort of the conversation to have. Like, soccer is exploding in its casual, the rank and file American, even in boring flyover, red state country, whatever you want to call it, has a higher soccer IQ than they ever have. Accordingly, men's and women's soccer at the professional side is starting to expand, and I think it's easier. And maybe this is part of it, Ryan, and maybe this is, I think this is my suggestion to answer your question. You have to look at the migration patterns of Americans.
Okay.
This is where I get into my whole, like, blind spitting rant about there's a Steelers bar in every corner of America because most people who grew up in the actual Steelers footprint in the 70s when they were the Iron Curtain, they left because the job market cratered. They all went to different parts of the country and they took their fandom with them. But stay with me for a second. The city we live in is one of these hot it city bullshit things. But people come with fandom intact.
Yes.
People move here from Chicago or Philly. They're going to bring the Bears, the Cubs, the Eagles, etc. Not so much the case with the emerging sports.
Right.
Hockey does well with this to a degree.
Yeah.
Like, people have moved here.
And embrace the Preds.
Well, one of the funny things about the like Nashville specifically is that people have moved here and they're like, you know, I'm from Alabama. I went to Alabama in Tuscaloosa and I'm a diehard Tide fan. I'm going to move here. NFL, whatever, you know. But, like, oh, what's this hockey thing? I'm going to go check it out. That caught fire here. What also caught fire was someone moves to one of these cities. And this can be said about, I think, half the MLS franchises. I know it worked. This is why the MLS snobs in Seattle and Portland didn't see this coming. People moved to Atlanta from all over the country. They're because they're wise. They're like, I'm not fucking with the Falcons. And I'm not a Braves fan because I'm a Yankees fan or I'm a whatever, Dodgers fan, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's this other thing.
Yeah.
There's this other thing. And it's like, I am going to live in this city for 5, 10, 15 years. I'm going to like,
like some sort of civic connection.
Exactly. And sports. That's what soccer provides both at the men's and women's professional level. And I think that the WNBA is starting to create as well. So I think it's not that expansion doesn't exist anymore, because we're talking about expansion all the time when we're talking about those leagues. And that's where the expansion conversation is occurring, are those new emerging sports. So maybe that's your answer.
So you think they're taking all the oxygen in the expansion?
I think it's also what you said earlier, like $6 billion to buy the Celtics.
Yeah.
And then how much to buy in to the NBA?
Sure.
Five?
Right.
Six?
Estimated five. To buy new.
So just under, so the Celtics set, I didn't remember the number, but I remember the headline from Bloomberg, and it was like, the Celtics set a record for an American franchise. So, and you're asking $1 billion underneath that record for the Boston Celtics, who have won like 20 titles.
Who have like incredible history.
Yeah, in a major city
in America.
Brand
recognition.
You're asking just $1 billion
Bill Simmons.
Fuck, we don't have to talk about the Boston Whites.
I'm sorry.
We're a podcast that does sports. It is not a law in America that you have to talk about the Boston Whites.
Okay, I apologize.
And I mean that, which is basically any sports personality, writer, journalist, finger quotes, from that area, or any retired former Patriot who now has a podcast.
We don't have to talk about it.
We could form a union and then Bill Simmons would never talk about us. Why would you ask that much money? I understand the price of entry, and hey, we're gonna dilute our shares essentially to help you.
Yeah.
But let's just say we're gonna put a basketball team in Kansas City. This is not a knock against Kansas City, which currently has one of the most important sports franchises in the world right now.
Yeah.
Arguably the most entertaining athlete in America. But no, on day one or fucking year five, the Kansas City NBA team is not going to be worth anything like the Boston Celtics are. But one's worth $6 billion, and you're asking $5 billion to buy in before you even assume other cost.
Right.
So they've priced themselves out of expansion, it sounds
like.
Oh,
I don't think they've priced themselves out. I think there are two things happening here. One, when you don't expand, I feel like that probably increases the value of buying an existing team. Like, if expansion is hard and expensive.
Yes.
It keeps rising the value of all the existing franchises. So if you want, and we've seen a lot of NBA franchises trade hands over the last 10 years. Like the Mavericks have changed hands. We mentioned the Celtics, the Clippers. Like, so I think there's is it the Bucks or is it the Wolves? I think it's the Wolves that are in the middle of a sale that maybe finished. I don't know.
I don't know. You could tell me either. I know who Ant Edwards is, and I like him.
So I think there's a part of this that owners are like, look, we're open to expansion, but we are not open to diluting the value of our existing assets, number one.
Yes.
Number two, I think these guys are prickly, and like, there are plenty of times where, like, you know, Mark Cuban wanted to own an NFL team, or so-and-so wanted to, like, get into this league, and like, I think they're very picky about who they want to do business with.
Could I propose a solution that's going to feel radical? And before you yell at me, you're like, damn it, you read that one book last fall.
No, here we go.
This is actually college football brain.
Okay.
It's not English soccer brain. Why not drastically lower the price? If the end result, if TV's your god in sports, and it is, we made a whole podcast called Who Killed College Football, spoiler alert. Why not increase franchises? So there's 32 in the NFL. Why not 40? There's 30 in the NBA. Why not 40? Why not 46? Here's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You know what's inevitably going to occur?
What?
The same bullshit that did occur in English soccer and is currently occurring in American college sports, which really just means college football.
Yeah.
The bigger franchises are going to want a different share. And essentially what we are seeing now is the biggest and most significant steps in college sports of true promotion and relegation.
Yeah, accidental and maybe permanent, but yeah.
So look, the NBA seems to be totally fine with like 10 to 15 of its franchises just sort of existing in a perpetual quagmire. Go Hawks.
Yeah.
Why not up that and just have like, fuck, Team in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Team in Jacksonville. Team in Austin. Let's go. Dump them all out, and then you're going to end up with a one-tier and a two-tier. What's wrong with that?
Well, okay. I think A...
You get more TV inventory.
Yeah, but you got to get all the owners to sign on to that. And you're asking some owners to acknowledge to accelerate their path to B tier? I don't think they'd be excited.
Oh, yeah. If
that.
I was the Hawks owner, I would be like, oh, like, shit. They're finally going to point the finger and be like, yeah. Hey, you're too mid.
You want to cling to respectability as long as you can. Can I tell you, like, to go back to the NFL, just real briefly, Bill Barnwell, a couple of years ago, did a thought exercise where he came up with 100 different United States cities where we could potentially put NFL franchises.
Let's go.
I want to share a few with them. San Antonio, the biggest United States city without a franchise. Do you think we could handle a third NFL team in the state of Texas?
I don't know how often we're going to podcast about the Cowboys, but I mean, that's... You're essentially asking me a Cowboys question.
I would welcome this. I think that would be fun. He floated Oklahoma City as a place where we could also put another franchise.
Okay.
And obviously we're just picking a few here. I do think St. Louis should get an NFL team again.
We, by the time you listen to this, will have a podcast up about the UFL, and they are the only thing that's remotely consistent in terms of branding and community presence at the old TWA Dome, wherever the hell it's called now. So, yeah, I would agree with you.
The Rams move sucked. Like, I think
but they were not. If it just, like, I know they won a Super Bowl, but they never felt like St. Louis is in the first place. It's fucking LA's team.
Yes, but I think St. Louis did, the people of St. Louis did everything they possibly could. Like, I don't think that was the fault of St. Louis.
No.
And I think they got screwed in the process of that team leaving. Is it as bad as the Sonics leaving for Oklahoma City?
No.
I don't feel the need to sort of weigh these things.
No.
But like, I think it was bad. All right. Let's close out with a little bit of hockey, because somehow hockey may not be done.
Expanding?
Yeah. Gary Bettman is doing this clever thing where he's not saying they're expanding, but is sort of like, we're open to bids.
Yeah.
They're not actively looking necessarily to add two teams. But at the 2024 All-Star Game, he said a lot of cities had reached out, but they were sort of like feeling things out. Quebec City, when Las Vegas got their bid, they also had a bid in.
It
didn't get rejected. It just got deferred.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that stands, and I don't know if that's a thing they're going back to.
Yeah, they used to, if you're young or just don't remember, they were an NHL city. They had the Nordiques.
There's the Arizona situation where technically, I believe, if Arizona gets an arena that meets NHL standards, they can revive their franchise as a...
For those of you who don't know, there was an older arena, and then eventually, in their dying days, the Coyotes were actually playing in the Arizona State men's hockey arena.
Correct.
Which is really nice, but really way too small.
But a college hockey arena.
Way too small.
Yeah.
For NHL revenue.
Of the leagues we've talked about, this is the only one of the four that doesn't have a Houston franchise, which is the fifth biggest metropolitan statistical area, doesn't have an Atlanta franchise, which is the eighth biggest, and it doesn't have, because they just left, a Phoenix franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to leave you with this.
More warm hockey.
Should we have a Houston professional hockey team?
Why not? The real question is, why shouldn't we have a third Atlanta NHL team? Because eventually Quebec City's going to need a team.
When Steven and I recorded this episode, I was positive in between then and it actually coming out that there would be some major expansion news that completely undercut the basic premise. But there hasn't? Adam Silver has been asked about the topic during the 2025 NBA Finals, and his answers have been pretty non-committal. Here's a quote. "There are cities worth thinking about. It's not obvious to me we should expand. I think it's likely over time we will. And the reason I say it's not obvious is because as a global business, adding another U.S. city, arguably, it's unclear how much growth we'll get as a result of that. And when we're adding expansion franchises, you're diluting the competition to more teams." End quote. This is less a statement of intent and more of a general statement about expansion as a concept, I guess. Anyways, big thanks to our producer, Michael Serber, and to our sponsor, Homefield Apparel. If you want to get full access to everything we do on Phantom Island, go to phantomisland.show and sign up for a paid membership. If you want to support the show in non-monetary ways, leave us a review or tell someone about our work. Online, in real life, they both work. Be as anonymous as you want, and we'll see you next time.